This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa State Fair, August 13th to the 23rd. Learn more at iowastatefair.org. I'm Dustin Huffman. While Iowa's recent pseudorabies case has already been resolved, the response continues to offer valuable lessons for the state's livestock industry. The disease never spread beyond a single herd, but the way state and federal animal health officials handled the situation helped protect Iowa's pork industry and its reputation with international trading partners. We'll talk with Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy next.
Get in the fair spirit at the Iowa State Fair and save before you go. The countdown is on to the Iowa State Fair, and now's the time to plan ahead. With advance admission tickets, lock in your visit before you arrive and step into 11 days of live music, fair traditions, incredible food, and summer moments you look forward to all year long. Save $5 now. Advance tickets are available now at iowastatefair.org, on the app, and at participating Iowa Hy-Vee and Fairway stores. Celebrate fair spirit at the Iowa State Fair.
August 13th through the 23rd.
The recent pseudorabies case put Iowa's animal health response system to the test. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagy says the established protocols worked exactly as intended, allowing the state to quickly contain the disease and maintain its disease-free status.
So that's a situation, hey, we very unexpected and unwelcomed, and yet something that we knew what to do. There's well-established protocols in place, frankly, from the last time that pseudorabies was eradicated from the commercial herd. What we get, we had a situation here where pigs that were in Texas in a transitional herd, meaning they were exposed to outdoor or wild swine, and those swine are known to have pseudorabies infections down there. And so those pigs made it up here into a small commercial herd, and that was detected through testing. And so what we were able to do is quarantine that site. Unfortunately, those animals did have to be depopulated. There was no spread between those animals and the other animals at that site, and there was no spread beyond that site. And we know that because we did testing. Just last week, we were able to announce that the second round of testing of those surrounding farms came back all negative, which means that we were able to maintain our disease-free status, which does have trade implications for pork in particular. But really, it can be across the whole protein spectrum. So it was important to act swiftly, do exactly what we were supposed to do, prove that we were free, and be able to share that with our trading partners. And that has now been accomplished.
The case originated from pigs that had previously been in Texas and had been exposed to feral swine carrying the virus. Nagy says testing confirmed the disease never spread beyond the original site, helping Iowa avoid a much larger animal health event. While that limited the impact, he says there were still some temporary disruptions to export markets.
There have been disruptions, and I would call them relatively minor, in that there was no country that shut down everything. But there are some restrictions in place, and that's exactly what USDA is now working through, the Meat Export Federation, all those folks that really work in this trade space. Now that we've declared freedom, we've checked all the boxes in terms of the protocol. That's the work that's now underway to work with those trading partners to lift any restrictions. We are aware of some restricted movements to Mexico for a few products, not all. And South Korea has been another area, a big market for us, with some disruption. Again, that's something that USDA is really focused on. And again, now that we're free and we did everything in very short order, we really hope that that now can be corrected and that we can get back to normal business.
Nagy says that no country completely shut off Iowa pork exports, but some restrictions remain in place while the USDA works with trading partners to restore normal market access. He says the rapid response and extensive testing demonstrated that Iowa's animal health system is prepared to quickly contain disease outbreaks while protecting producers, consumers, and one of the state's most important exports. For this story and more, log on to iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.